Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
When you have no economic plan that's going to benefit the middle class, when you have no plan to protect reproductive rights, when you have no plan to address climate change and produce American energy, you go to these type of tactics.
Democratic vice presidential candidate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says it's a sign of desperation to offer registered swing state voters a chance in daily million-dollar sweepstakes for signing a conservative super PAC petition. Election lawyers say the giveaways by tech billionaire Elon Musk may cross the line into illegal vote buying. Surveying storm damage in North Carolina, former President Donald Trump refused to denounce threats against FEMA workers and repeated a false claim that emergency funds were diverted to undocumented migrants.
Well, I think you have to let people know how they're doing. If they were doing a great job, I think we should say that too, because I think they should be rewarded. But if they're not doing, does that mean that if they're doing a poor job, we're supposed to not say it?
Republican Congressman Chuck Edwards has said the money has not been diverted and was in the audience for Trump's speech. But the former president did not acknowledge the disagreement. Most of Florida is less than 100 feet above sea level, and the state was just hit by two hurricanes in 2 weeks. But under Republican leadership, educators say climate change is being scrubbed from textbooks. A Florida Atlantic University poll just found 90% there say global warming is real, and more than half of state voters want candidates to prioritize it. FAU's Colin Polsky says they want an energy transition but are divided on government action.
People think it's a sunshine state, and they seem to think solar energy is a great thing based on our survey result. But when it comes to policy to promote it, there's still a very stark partisan divide.
The Biden-Harris administration has bid for union support, but polling from Pew finds union voters only narrowly favor Vice President Kamala Harris. Labor leaders say the unions are motivated to play their normal role getting out Democratic votes, especially in battlegrounds like Nevada and Michigan. Kevin Cooper is the political director for AFSCME.
It is vital to get out in the community, talk to your friends, talk to your family, because it's going to be right down to the wire, but every single conversation and every single vote will make the difference.
Cooper says while apprehension about post-election violence is high, they are reassuring members that the best way to defend the democratic process is to turn out. AARP is promoting Connecticut's first use of in-person early voting now that it's underway. Nora Duncan with the group there says folks will find it much more convenient once they learn the process.
It's just a matter of figuring out in your town where that polling place is. So this is new for everyone. We hope people really think about, do I need to vote early? Do I want to vote early?
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, there are two different...